From JMI Wealth this Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Glad you picked this one up. Canada and their cannabis, of course, they legalised about a year ago, and it looks from all of my reading to be a complete mess.
Yeah, it's looking like a bit of a bust, so to speak. Yeah, lots of talk about medicinal cannabis in New Zealand, hasn't there? Recreational cannabis. Haven't we got a referendum coming our way? Aren't we going to have to vote on it? And yeah, so there's been sort of land grab here as well in the space here with companies trying to get positioned for the what appears to be a seemingly inevitable relaxation of rules in some cases. Yeah, but the Canadian experience would appear to be a very salutary one. There are reportedly, Mike, 400 tonnes of high-class hooch of marijuana sitting in warehouses in Canada. It would appear that the dope aficionados there can't keep up with the production. They need to get puffing. It's production. So the production industry is basically overestimated the volumes that Canadians want to smoke, or, and this is the really interesting bit, alternatively, that they're prepared to buy legally, because, of course, you can create the legal market, but it doesn't stop the illegal market. And no one really knows for sure how much that old illegal trade is sort of kicking in. By the way, 400 tonnes, that's 2.5 years of demand waiting to be fired up. So basically, you know, that's, I mean, the price is just going to fall through the floor, isn't it? Well, there's still expectations the market will grow. I mean, you had all these companies that came to market, and we're sort of seeing something similar, I suspect, may happen here. Canopy, Aurora, Kronos Group, they were all hot property. But look, according to analysts, and I have no idea how you get these numbers, but as I said, I think the recreational and medicinal market will be $1 billion worth of sales this year. But they reckon, and where they get this number from, who would know, $2.3 billion of illegal sales. So legalising it doesn't have impacted on the illegal trade much at all. So I think we should take some lessons, don't you?
I believe we should, indeed. And it'll be a big debate next year. Now, is it called ALSCO? ALSCO?
Yeah, no, this is one that's sort of come out of left field. And I only sort of looked at it yesterday. They issued a press release, and it caught my eye yesterday because I had images of shattering Tesla windows still fresh in my mind. But hey, did you see that the Cybertruck that they showed the other day actually isn't street legal? Did you pick up on that?
I did not. It didn't look street legal to me, but that would be one of the many problems they're facing, I suspect.
It's got no side windows, it's got no lights, it's got no indicators, it's got no front bumper, apparently no crumple zone. So what they actually put out in the end, and the wheels are too wide. Anyway, we've got a local reveal this week. This is at Eden Park on Wednesday. It's going to be the nation's first intercity heavy EV, and it's been ALSCO New Zealand are doing this. It's not about the actual EV. They're trying to send a message to the wider business community about the financial as well as the environmental advantages of what is a new class of EV transport. Now, there's a bunch of companies, Mike, that received funding earlier this year from the Low Emissions Contestable Fund. Didn't know there was a thing. Anyway, 31 transport projects received funding. People like Ngāi Tahu Tourism, TR Group, Foodstuffs. I suspect they will be hoping it will be less eventful than the Cybertruck launch, Mike. Hey, just quickly, overnight, heaps of corporate activity in the US. So US market's looking pretty strong. We had two big brokerage firms have actually managed to consummate the a merger deal, $26 billion deal, 24 million accounts, 5 trillion in client accounts. That's Charles Schwab and TD Ameritrade and lots of other M&A activity as well. So US market's looking pretty good.
Very interesting. What are the numbers?
Yeah, they were over 28,000 on the Dow. It's just dipped under in the last few minutes. 27,995 on the Dow Jones, still up 120 points. The S&P 500, 3129, up 19. And the NASDAQ on a bit of a tear, up over 1%, 8617, up 97 points. On the other markets, FTSE 100, 7396, up 69 overnight, 0.95%. The Nikkei, 23292, up 180. Shanghai Composite, 2906, up 21. NZX 50, or the ASX 200, they closed at 6731, up 22. The NZX 50 small rise yesterday, 10,953, up 7 points. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar in the wholesale markets, 0.6400 US, 0.9454 Aussie, 0.5813 Euro, 0.4968 pounds, 69.73 Japanese yen. Gold down $4.50. $1,457.38. Brent crude, $63.36.
You have an awesome Tuesday. See you middle of the week tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the team of the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.